guys, and thank you for joining us for another episode of the Med Locket. Maria here, and it's August, which means that the prospective 2023 medical school class is currently applying, and some of you guys are already getting interviews. Around this time 2 years ago, I was at a summer camp called NANA. It's a camp that I've been going to for years, where my parents, their friends, and everyone's children get together for a week. It's pretty much a big family reunion. Anyway, one of the days I was taking a nap after being awake all night, and I woke up, checked my phone, and I saw that I got an interview. It was actually an interview for the school that I currently go to. It was one of my first invites, and I was so excited that I got up and I ran towards a bunch of my friends to tell them the news. I will never forget one of my friends' reaction. Her name is Nika. Shout out to Nika. She was actually doing someone's hair, and she stopped, started running and screaming, "We're going to medical school! We're going to medical school!" That's the kind of energy that I have for you guys. At the end of this year, I'm ready to scream at the top of my lungs, "We're going to medical school, we're going to medical school." I wanted to make sure to do this episode as soon as possible so that I can share tips to help everyone have a successful season. So unfortunately, this episode won't cover how to actually get an interview. That's another science completely, which has to do with your MCAT, your GPA, what schools you apply to, etc. I'll get into that in later episodes, but during this episode, I'll be sharing 5 tips on how to prepare for and do well during your interview. Before I get into that, I want to share a tip that one of the upperclassmen students at my school shared with me that was honestly so helpful, especially when I started medical school and everyone was giving advice left, right, and center. He advised that whenever I take advice from someone, I need to know what their credentials are. Why should I be taking advice from you? Do you have the same goals as me? Did you achieve the goals that I'm setting out to achieve? Because at the end of the day, everyone has advice to give, but you need to sort out what advice is useful and applicable to you. So, to give you guys a little background on my interview cycle, my application was in the 2017-2018 year. I completed 20 secondaries, got rejected from one of the schools right off the bat, received 16 interviews, went to 14 of those 16 interviews, got accepted into 10 out of 14 of those schools, got waitlisted at 2 schools, and I never heard back from 2. So I ended up withdrawing from them at the end of the cycle. Glory be to God, it was a really good cycle, but a lot of that had to do with preparation. So to get to things, tip number one is to practice. Practice, practice, practice. I can't say that enough. A lot of undergraduate institutes have pre-med offices that offer mock interviews. If your school offers that, please, please, please take advantage of that service. It really helps you understand what medical school interviews are like. They often record it and provide you with feedback that can be really helpful. Also, some schools don't have pre-med offices, so mock interviews specifically for medical school aren't really available. If that's the case and your school has a career service office, I would look into setting a mock interview with them. Although it might not be tailored for medical school specifically, it really helps practice-wise. Another thing that I did to get additional practice was real-life interviews. My application cycle was also during my gap year, so I was applying for jobs. So whenever I would get an interview, I would dress up the same way, and I would watch myself and see what I did well and what I could do better. And if none of those ways to practice are an option, set a mock interview with your family and friends. You can look up questions online and have them interview you. We almost did this for a friend who was on the wait list for a mock interview at our school. It's definitely something worth thinking about if the other options aren't available. Tip number 2, get a book that explains the medical school interview process and has medical school questions and tips on how to approach them. The book that I got was the Pre-Med Playbook by Dr. Ryan Gray. It was maybe $15 and I highly recommend it. It was very comprehensive and went through how to answer certain interview questions. Speaking about interview questions, tip number 3 is to prepare your responses. This is a tip that I got from Dr. Gray that honestly made the process so much easier. This isn't to say to have a memorized response for each question you'll be asked, but there are some questions that will be asked at almost every interview, and it's helpful to have an outlined response that you can retrieve when needed. So that's for questions like, tell me a little bit about yourself. Why medicine? Why our school? Tip number 4, research the school ahead of time. Whenever I would get an interview, I would create a manila envelope and print a sheet of information about the school. The sheet included the school's mission, information on the interview that I get from the website or SDN, parking information, my secondary essay responses for the school so I could read that the night before, specific things the school had that made me interested in attending, questions I could ask the interviewer. For this section, I had questions specific to the school and questions that were more broad. What I realized with time was that the specific questions weren't really questions that the interviewers usually had answers to, so I started asking more broad questions like, what do you enjoy about working at this institute? If there was one thing you could change about the school, what would it be? And I also included questions for the students. And that brings us to our last tip. Tip number 5, be kind and appreciative to everyone you meet. From the moment you enter the school's door to the moment you leave, just be kind to everyone. This is actually a life tip. But honestly, people will notice when you're super kind to the dean and ignore the receptionist. It's not a look at all. You have to give 100%, actually 200%, from the beginning all the way to the end. Also, make sure to write thank you cards. I would keep a pack of thank you cards in my bag and I'd write cards to my interviewers. And sometimes I would encounter someone who helped me in one way or another during my interview day and I'd write a note for them as well. When you write these notes, make sure that it's not a generic note, but that it includes details to show that you listen and that you care. So those are my 5 tips. I hope that they helped, but at the end of the day, interview success has a lot to do with just being a kind, genuine, down-to-earth person. Preparation is just icing on top of the cake. I'm wishing everyone a fruitful season. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of The Med Locket. Make sure to tune in every second and fourth Friday of the month for new episodes and follow us on Instagram at The Med Locket. Bye, guys.